My Life Today, February 21, Meekness, the Fruit of the Holy Spirit. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Jesus loves the young. He bids them learn of him meekness and lowliness of heart. This precious grace is rarely seen in the youth of the present day, even in those who profess to be Christians. Their own ways seem right in their eyes. In accepting the name of Christ, they do not accept his character or submit to wear his yoke. Therefore, they know nothing of the joy and peace to be found in his service. Meekness is a precious grace, willing to suffer silently, willing to endure trials. Meekness is patient and labors to be happy under all circumstances. Meekness is always thankful and makes its own songs of happiness, making melody in the heart of God. Meekness will suffer disappointment and wrong and will not retaliate. A meek and quiet spirit will not be ever looking out for happiness for itself, but will seek for self-forgetfulness and find sweet content and true satisfaction in making others happy. It is not the seeking to climb to eminence that will make you great in God's sight, but it is the humble life of goodness, of fidelity that will make you the object of the heavenly angel's special guardianship. The pattern man lived nearly 30 years in an obscure Galilean town, hidden away among the hills. All the angel host was at his command, yet he did not claim to be anything great or exalted. He was a carpenter working for wages, a servant to those for whom he labored, showing that heaven may be very near to us in the common walks of life, and that angels from the heavenly courts will take charge of the steps of those who come and go at God's command. The perfect fruit of faith, meekness, and love often matures best amid storm clouds and darkness.